Was does that do you have any difficulty using that word, especially with students? And for what reason? Does the word queer to you mean only that, or does what connotation?
Slang, homosexual connotation.
Yeah. Okay. But do you use the word? Would you use the word frequently to mean peculiar or strange? Okay. Person who is quite sure of himself. In fact, and is not. His mind cannot be easily changed, even if he's wrong.
Dogmatic.
A couple other words besides those that you might use.
Set in his ways. Cocksure. Closed-minded.
How about a person who's easily offended?
Slang would be touchy. Thin-skinned. Sensitive would be the politest word, I guess.
Person who is touchy, someone is offended, you say he got awfully
hurt.
Or, but in terms of anger.
Angry. Mad. Mad probably more often than angry.
Okay. Person is awfully excited, you say now.
Calm down.
Person's been working hard, he says, I'm awfully
tired.
And any very other strong or neutral terms for this?
Tired?
Yeah.
Exhausted, bushed, fatigued, worn out, all in, played out. Dead, slang.
All right, and if a person became ill, you say she what? She. You might say became ill, but something else you might use. More colloquial.
Took sick would be more colloquial. I don't know if I use it.
You say she got
became
sick?
Became sick. Or got sick.
Would you use that took sick? Do you think?
I think if I did, I'd be thinking I was mimicking dialect.
Okay. And how a person went out on a rainy day and did what? Came back sniffling?
Caught cold. Or caught a cold, which would I say? Caught a cold, probably.
And this person who caught cold, that had trouble speaking, he was...
Hoarse.
And he had a...
cough.
The doctor comes and looks at the pills he's given you, and they're all still in the container. He says, you haven't what your pills?
Taken your pills.
And a person can't hear, he's...
Deaf.
In the past tense of sweat. He what hard, he...
Sweated.
Would you use sweated or sweat? You think he sweat hard yesterday or...
I don't know. I think I would use sweated if I really meant that. Mm-hmm. If I meant sweat in the sense of sweat out, I'd probably use sweat for the past. Mm-hmm.
Well, I put them both down. The past tense of take is?
Took.
And it's a discharging, large discharging sore, especially one with a core in it.